You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know how this came up, but we were laughing about this the other day. If you had to, the whole fill in the blank thing is always kind of fun. And we're going to ask listeners this morning to fill in the blank like this. Don't marry someone whose parents are blank.
I'd actually posted this on my Facebook. I do kind of like a silly little question every single day. I've been doing it for like a decade. So I put that on there, and it was essentially because I have been dealing with a little bit of frustration behind the scenes regarding mother-in-law that's, let's call her a bit of a collector. And one of these days, that collection is going to fall on me and sweet knickknack to get rid of, like an entire basement full of collections. So it's just kind of an eye-opener when I feel like this is something that when you've been with somebody for a long time, you can comment on. So don't marry someone whose parents blank. You're not going to know right away if you're just hot and heavy dating for 6 months. I think you need to be with somebody for quite a while before you find out that you don't want to be with those type of in-laws.
So how are you filling in the blank then? Don't marry someone whose parents are hoarders.
Collector, Dom, is the polite way of saying it. But yes, multiple people commented on the post with hoarders. And yeah, I mean, that's going to be an issue in the future. And it's a bit of a headache. I'll give you a couple more on there. Wendy said that are nudists.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, when you head on over for 4th of July and they got a sparkler sticking out of their butt, you might think twice about who you're in.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with people who like to take their clothes off.
Nudist is on the list. Kevin made me laugh and said, devout anything.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. And then Claudia said, are still supporting them. So maybe there's some issues there. Still asking mommy and daddy for some money.
I tend to fill it in with don't marry someone whose parents, instead of R, I take the word R out, but don't marry someone whose parents live nearby.
Very similar. Somebody put R alive. So I know you're...
Oh, no, that's not similar. That's
well, you always have that line that you don't come with any baggage because both of your parents are dead and you're quite a catch. So, I mean, something to that?
The way I word it is I come with no in-laws. That's different than I don't come with baggage.
R alive.
Don't marry... But I would say don't marry someone whose parents live in the, you know, like just down the street.
Right, which that was a bit of a headache for Nick.
You said
many
your mom wants to move next door to you, and I'm like, if I'm Nicole, I'm like, I start packing right now.
She's on board though, actually. As the parents age, it's going to be so much easier just to walk down the street.
Yeah, you can find all sorts of justification and validation for it, I suppose.
That's a big one.
I'm filling mine in. Parents are living nearby.
All right.
Across the country is really good.
It's even better, huh?
That's really good.
Deanne said, are avid square dancers?
I give you a ding for that. That's good.
That's different.
Shelly Aurora, don't marry someone whose parents are not financially stable because they will end up living with you.
Well, I've got a bit of that issue too, so thank you for that one. Mm-hmm. I'll just move in with all my stuff. Don't marry someone whose parents are living with them, so that's already happened there.
So Brandy says, never marry someone whose parents are their best friend. Okay. This is a delicate, sensitive issue, but I have to agree with Brandy. The whole, my mom is my best friend, it sounds sweet. Look, it sounds really adorable and sweet.
Very.
I think that could be a red flag of sorts.
She adds to that, it's overwhelming and painful when your spouse would rather call his mom instead of calling you when something happens. And yeah, that's intense. That can go south fast.
The one that made me laugh out loud is Chelsea. She said, don't marry someone whose parents are RV or boat people.
Oh, they're always wanting to go. Let's go RV and let's go boating.
We're going to be on the boat again this weekend.
Let's go out to Chatfield, you guys.
Coming out to the boat.
You guys want to go to Chatfield? We're going to Chatfield. Natalie was cut and dry. She says, parents who suck. So I gotta know more.
Good rule of thumb.
I want to dig a little deeper with that one. Mandy said, don't marry somebody whose parents are sex therapists. I guess they're going to always be up in your business.
I might need a little bit more explanation on that one, too.
Again, very much so.
Wouldn't that be a kind of, in a way, a good thing?
A good thing, but awkward, probably, if they're always trying to talk to you about your sex life, how much you're doing it, why don't we have kids yet, blah, 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 the whole thing.
At least you know they wouldn't be squares. They wouldn't be prudes.
No.
You know?
They'd probably go over and they'd be doing it, honestly. Gail said, parents that are picky eaters. And along the same lines, Dave said, have dietary restrictions. It makes holidays friggin' difficult.
Well, I know. We're going to get into territory there.
That's when you bring your own pasta dish, your gluten-free pasta dish, right? Tess texted, said, parents that don't marry someone whose parents are pretentious. Nothing like people who wear a different mask for everyone they meet.
Look at Fabian. Don't marry someone whose parents burn their trash. It's kind of a redneck thing to do,
right? So redneck.
I mean, I live in an area where you can drive just a couple of miles or whatever, and you'll see some people out burning their garbage or whatever, and you're like, that's a redneck thing to do.
It's so bad. Smelly.
I was also having some fun with the idea, agreeing with June and some other people, that I think it's best if the parents live like in a different town or maybe even a different state. I mean, my mother-in-law, who doesn't care for me at all, is officially 1,876 miles from me.
That's perfect then for you.
That's just about the right buffer. That's pretty good. But Robert wrote in and said, I married an Australian. Her parents were never a factor.
Oh,
that dude,
that's great.
That dude is going for a different hemisphere. I mean,
yeah,
that
that's good.
Is solid.
You'll
right
never
there.
See him.
What else you got?
I'll give you two more. Jenny wrote in and said, parents that write you letters letting you know all the reasons why you shouldn't be dating their son. Interesting. And how about Alyssa? She says, parents who tried to perform an exorcism on you. True story.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know more about that.
Release the devil.
I want to, you know, I need some more backstory on some of these.
It reminds me of when I was dating Nick Knack, and it was the first time I went to one of her grandparents in Iowa. And I was sleeping on the couch, and she had to sleep in the bedroom. We were staying separate. And before we went to bed, her grandma came in and started throwing holy water on me.
Beautiful.
I started doing
it.
I did the thing. I did the thing where
skin.
I was like, while she was doing it, and she was like, oh. Yeah. Bless her heart. May she rest.